Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview, sponsored by 1-800-DialDJs.com, recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media and American League Baseball capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. No movie I can recommend captures the pure summertime wonderment of films better than The Rocketeer. Sorry, Star Wars. Sorry, Star Trek. It's got action, adventure, a man with a jetpack strapped to his back, and the spectacular Jennifer Connelly, basically as Betty Page. I can watch The Rocketeer 100 times and never get tired of it. Which brings us to today's guest, Billy Campbell. Now, there are two actors that Mr. Media believes cannot work enough, and Billy Campbell is one of them. Bruce Campbell, no relation, is the other. Now, Billy recently appeared in Ghost Town, my 12-year-old daughter's favorite DVD of the moment, opposite Ricky Gervais, my wife's favorite star of the moment. And, of course, Billy co-starred for two few seasons in the ABC drama Once and Again. Now, Campbell stars in NBC's new miniseries Meteor as Jack Crow, a Los Angeles police officer who tries to protect his family from his crazy and corrupt ex-partner, as well as from the meteorites falling from the sky. Now, here's an audio clip with Jason Alexander playing a far more serious person than he ever did as George Costanza in Seinfeld, introducing the advancing catastrophe that begins the NBC miniseries, Meteor.
How big can these rocks get?
Anything from a pebble to the size of a truck.
And the bad news?
The comet collision may have altered the parent asteroid's trajectory enough that it may be on its way to us, too.
Size, mass, velocity?
He's calculating that as we speak.
Worst case scenario.
We may be looking at 114 Cassandra, a main belt asteroid. It's large enough to be considered a small planet. She's 60 miles in diameter, and her impact with Earth would be enough to end life as we know it. Do you want the worst case scenario?
Time till impact?
Still calculating, but my best guesstimate is 24 to 48 hours. Unfortunately, if it is Cassandra, you're going to have to destroy her long before that, because if we hit her when she's too low in our atmosphere, the debris fallout from the explosion, it would be catastrophic.
Okay, people, we got our hands full. Let's get moving. I need a full workup on the asteroid we're dealing with and a trajectory for an ideal interception point, and I need it in 30 minutes or less.
Better close up the patio umbrella. Meteor begins on Sunday, July 12th, from 9 to 11 p.m. and concludes next Sunday, July 19th. Billy, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Hey, delighted to have you here. I meant every word of it. I've always enjoyed your work, and Rocketeer, we're right up there at the top.
Well, thanks very much. Thank you.
All right, so in the next 24 to 48 hours, the Earth is going to be hit by a ton of meteors, including one as big as a planet. When do you come in, and how do you prevent Armageddon, and is there a jetpack involved?
Well, no, there's no jetpack involved. I essentially, as we know, meteors are falling to Earth, and I, as if that weren't enough, my ex-partner has gone crazy and is threatening to snuff my family, so I'm running around trying to prevent that from happening.
Yeah, you know, I really hate it when that happens. Now, how do you look at a script like this and not, you know, giggle at least a little?
I don't. I giggle a lot.
Okay. Fair enough. Can you offer us, and I don't mean to make light of this. It looks like a well done movie, but it looks like a real summertime kind of fun kind of movie. And I mean no disrespect, but I mean, can you offer us kind of a slice of out of context dialogue that you get to say as Jack Crow?
I can't remember any of the dialogue. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
None of it's stuck in my head.
Can't blame a guy for trying. Now, do you have any concerns that something like this could happen? I mean, no, not like a giant meteor striking the Earth, but that Jason Alexander could be the smartest scientist on Earth?
Yeah, I suppose I do. I think it's quite possible, apparently, that meteors will hit the Earth, and certain that they have. And as far as Jason Alexander goes, he's a very, very smart man, and I don't know if how he stacks up to our scientists.
Okay. So, Billy, I asked you about that so I could ask you about this. And seriously, you, a jetpack, Jennifer Connelly, do movies get any better than that?
You know, I'm not sure they can. I think I started at the – my very first movie, as far as I'm concerned, was at the top of the scale, and it's been downhill from there.
I read somewhere that you would have liked a second shot at The Rocketeer. Is that still true? Could you play him today?
I mean, who wouldn't have loved another Rocketeer movie? But that wasn't destined to happen.
Mm. Now, these concepts, they do come back around sometimes.
Well, they do. I think I'll be a bit too long in the tooth probably for it by the time it does, but yeah.
You could train a new Rocketeer. And I want to ask, I'm skipping around a little bit, but another thing that you worked on that I was very fond of was Once and Again, and it was delightful, and it spun off two very successful then-teen actors, now young adults, Evan Rachel Wood and Shane West. Did you think they were that good then?
Oh, yeah, I knew they were that good. I mean, the show was filled with terrific actors. You know, it was absolutely apparent to all of us at the time.
And the other thing I want to know about it is this. When Celia Ward, who was your co-star, obviously, on the show, when she turned up as Hugh Laurie's ex on House a few seasons ago, were you jealous?
Well, I didn't know she was there. I never really watched the show, but yeah, I'm jealous if anyone gets to spend time with Celia.
And what what else should we know about Meteor? It's two shows this Sunday, next Sunday.
Just that it's jam packed. It's nonstop action, and that a bunch of your favorites are in it: Jason Alexander and Christopher Lloyd and Ernie Hudson, Camille Chen, Marla Sokoloff, bunches of people. So well worth watching.
Now a big, globe spanning adventure or action film like this tends to have a lot of kind of isolated storylines. Who do you get to interact with during the course of this?
Really, mostly Marla, Marla Sokoloff. I didn't have much to do with anyone else in the movie, to tell you the truth.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, before we wrap up, happy belated birthday.
Well, thanks very much.
I saw that you turned 50 this past Tuesday. Maybe I shouldn't have said that, but I wondered. I'm very close to that myself. How do you think Hollywood will treat you in the next 10 years?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, this is a career that you can... sort of pursue until the day you die. And, as men, we have it a great deal, it's a great deal easier for us as we get older than it is for women. But I don't know. I don't know what's around the next bend, and I don't think about it that much, to tell you the truth.
Well, women in the business talk about 40 is a real tough thing for them to hit because there's not a lot of parts. But it seems like men do a lot better. I mean, you certainly I don't take this the wrong way, but I mean, you're still a good-looking guy, and that seems to guys seem to get the experience and the it shows on their face in good ways as they hit their 50s. So, I would think that you would still have plenty of opportunity.
Well, I would think so too, and here's hoping. But I mean, as I say, you just you don't know, and you can drive yourself crazy wondering. Mm-hmm. So I tend not to.
All right, fair enough. Well, folks, you can catch Billy Campbell in the two-part NBC miniseries Meteor, starting this Sunday, July 12th at 9 p.m. and concluding next Sunday, July 19th at 9 p.m. And Billy, it was a pleasure, and thanks so much for joining us in Mr. Media today.
Hey, a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for having me.
Good luck to you. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And, folks, for more interviews with your favorite NBC stars, you can surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com, where you can listen to my earlier conversations with the stars of Chuck, My Name is Earl, Southland, Merlin, and many more. And please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites. Whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio, TrueSlant, Digital Journal, Vox, Podcast Pickle, MediaFly.com, Podfeed.net, Blueberry, Zencast, Zimbio, or Odeo. And subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. Or subscribe to Mr. Media's blog on the Amazon Kindle Reader. You can also listen with a piece of string in a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate when you give a piece of your day to spend it with us. Thanks for listening, everybody.